Tom. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, 800-259-9231. The show is yours if you want to take control. All you have to do is dial in and we put you on the air. You can literally talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, maybe you've got an agenda that you want to push, and that's fine. And maybe it's a personal problem you want to talk about with somebody who will actually listen to your problems. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Now, normally we have Scott with us here on Fridays. He's, I guess, having car trouble, so he may or may not arrive tonight. But that's okay, because we have got plenty. Now, this is one of those nights, Manwich, where the prep is so mountainous that we will never possibly get through it all.
Yeah. My system for dealing with that is, do it the best you can with it in that evening, and then whatever's left over, just get rid of it and do prep for tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. Actually, we got a bunch of emails as well, and last night we had some severe weather in the Tampa Bay area, so our internet connection was down. But that's back up, so we can actually get to some of the emails tonight, which is good, because, again, they've been just stacking up. We've had some really good ones.
Now you have even more.
Uh-huh. We've had some really good ones coming in, and so I definitely want to get to some emails tonight. But there really are some very important things going on, some very interesting stories that I think that we should cover first. And one of those has to do with what the Supreme Court said about drug dogs recently. Now, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, the Supreme Court had a decision that basically allowed anything, for any reason, the cops could pull you over and then bring out drug dogs and sniff around your car.
More or less.
Didn't matter if it was you ran a stop sign or ran a red light or were speeding 2 miles over the speed limit. There's no more probable cause necessary for them to bring a drug dog out and sniff your car. That's bad. It's real bad.
Little scary. I mean, it's the next step where, they're wearing the jack boots and stopping you on the side of the road and just having the dog sniff your car on the strength.
I mean, as if that wasn't bad enough, if that wasn't enough of urinating on our Constitution, well, things just got worse, man. Which on Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal of a Houston case in which police used a drug dog to sniff outside of a man's garage. The non-ruling comes on the heels of the court's January decision ratifying the use of drug dogs in traffic stops. In that ruling, dissenting justices Souter and Ginsburg warned that it could lead to more intrusive drug dog searches. And police in Houston are apparently prepared to test the limits of the law. But they won't have to. Instead, the Supreme Court let stand a federal appeals court ruling against David Gregory Smith. In that case, police sicked a drug dog on Smith's garage, and when the drug dog alerted, as they're trained to do, police used the alert as the basis for a search of Smith's entire home. As a result, he was arrested and ultimately convicted of drug possession.
Don't they need a warrant for that? I mean,
that's what they did.
The dog barked outside?
Apparently, they probably went and got the warrant based on that.
Okay.
Which is total crap.
Still is, but I mean, at least it's a little better.
No, it's not better at all.
It's better than them bringing a
property.
Them bringing a dog out, it barks and they walk inside.
Okay, fine. Yeah, there was probably a few hours in between that. They probably placed a phone call to a judge and got him to fax a warrant or something like that. As a result, this gentleman was arrested and ultimately convicted of drug possession. Smith argued that it wasn't even a drug dealer. He just had some drugs, that's all. Smith argued that the drug dog sniff was an improper police search that violated his Fourth Amendment rights against arbitrary searches. And according to Smith's appeal, again, this is the defendant, quote, the use of a drug-sniffing dog at the entrance of a private home to detect the contents of the dwelling strips the citizenry of the most basic boundary of personal privacy by gathering invisible information coming from the interior of the home. While the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the use of drug dogs, confusion lingers over the permissible extent of their use. Smith argued that the correct precedent in his case was not the January highway drug dog case, but a 2001 case involving the use of thermal imaging, in which the court held that a warrant was necessary. So I guess that means that to use thermal imaging, you'd have to have a warrant on the property in the first place. That's a good ruling.
That seems like it to me.
Now, thermal imaging is where they fly a helicopter over your house. They have this little device, and it basically scans your house, like kind of like Predator. Like in the movie Predator, where you can see the reds and the yellows.
Well, mainly they're looking for big, really, really big hot lamps that would grow pot inside, right?
Right. Yeah, allegedly. Right. And so apparently you need to get a warrant to actually use the thermal imaging devices these days, and that's good. However, quote, no distinction exists between a thermal imaging device and a drug-sniffing dog in that they both are both sense-enhancing and permit information regarding the interior of a home to be gathered, which could not otherwise be obtained without physical intrusion into a constitutionally protected area, Smith argued. Those are all real good arguments, in my opinion.
Yeah, I have to agree.
But unfortunately, the Supreme Court refused his case, which basically means that his conviction was upheld
right.
by the lower court and left unsettled the limits to drug dog searches. So it's not necessarily a decision, per se, that they can use a drug dog on your house, but the Supreme Court didn't say they couldn't. So they could continue doing it until somebody else, until somebody else takes it to the Supreme Court level and challenges it. This is not a good precedent.
No.
What I want to know is, how did they get this drug dog on the guy's property? Just because there's not a fence up and no trespassing signs doesn't mean that the cops have a right to go walk around, stomping around your property with a drug dog.
Seems wrong to me.
It really does.
I mean, what's to stop them from just getting, okay, Jim, it's your day on drug dog patrol, mm-hmm. and just walking it up and down the street, seeing what
I don't know what's stopping them. I don't know. Maybe it's just going to be a matter of time before somebody... Maybe this is what it is. The Houston Police Department decided they were going to try something out and see what happened. And maybe it's just a matter of time before some other police department in the United States gets that idea into their heads, man, which...
I'm stupefied.
Because that's how it works. The government... All the unconstitutional things that the government does, it gets away with for most of them, unless they're challenged in court. So if the cops start doing this... Unless somebody decides not to plea out, like most people who are charged with drug possession.
This guy took it all the way to the Supreme Court.
He tried, yeah. Unless more people do what this gentleman did and fight the charges, these programs, these egregious violations of our Constitution will never be called. I mean, they'll never be called out as such. And that's the most frightening part.
You know, it takes something to defend your constitutional rights. No one's going to defend them for you. The government certainly has proven over the existence, 200-year existence of the federal government, and certainly in the last 50, that it is not out there to protect your constitutional rights.
The U.S. government.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. So, more disappointing news from the Supreme Court. And again, we've got a whole bunch of stuff to get to here. Let's get through a quickie email. This one from Kevin. He says, I like to, and it's, I think it's all one run-on sentence here, so bear with me. I like to start by say your radio show is very cool. You get right to the point. I have one question for you, Guy. Here goes. I was wondering, why are young troops have to die in war when have prisoner that are locked up for murder, rape, you get the point? Why not send them to war and have the young troops live to grow up and live normal, let them what it's like to die or get whatever they deserve?
That would be normal life.
Prisons nowadays are like a summer resort, and we pay $40,000 or $50,000 a year for one prisoner. That's absolutely correct. If you send them, that might keep the prison population down. Can you guys give me some feedback, please? And again, your show's the coolest, and thank you. Well, thank you for the email, Kevin, no matter the fact that you didn't use a single period.
I have to say that I like his idea to some extent. I don't want to be sending troops over, whether they're convicted of whatever or not, to be taking over other people's nations.
During wartime, the option, if you will, of giving prisoners, somebody who's being convicted of something,
mm-hmm.
they usually do give them the option of joining the military.
Not since World War II, I don't think.
We reported on a story of it a few months ago. It's absolutely going on right
what?
Now. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? That's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a live Saturday show we do from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment, and also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts. We just cracked the 11,000 mark today, as a matter of fact, and hundreds of users interacting there. So be sure you join the fun. It's absolutely free, just like everything we have at Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
One thing's for sure, the kind of crap that we were talking about in the first segment is not going to fly in the Free State. Dogs coming around people's houses, police dogs being used around people's houses.
No, the people that would join the Free State Project are the sort of people that would be interested in the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
And interested in protecting it.
Yeah, interested in freedoms in general, as a matter of fact. So we're talking about this email from Kevin, who is asking, why not send... He says, why not send prisoners to war for us instead of young men and women? Why not send hardened criminals to war?
Well, I understand...
Like the dirty dozen.
Right. In this case, it would be about the 32 million, considering how many people we have in prison in the United States. Most of them, you know, it seems like for pot crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just chose to put violent criminals out there, it does seem like they have some proclivity for this activity. You know, they're violent criminals. Seems mm-hmm. like it'd be a good idea. I can understand where he's coming from on it. I just don't like the idea of sending... I mean, suppose we, I don't know, had a bunch of Mexican mercenaries that we sent out to conquer the globe in our name. We're still imperialist. We're still an imperialist nation taking over, right. You know, other countries and bending the world to our view of things.
Which is not good for our karma.
I don't particularly like that. I do like the idea that he says as far as using convicts over the military, but I don't know. There's probably some problems inherent in that the government's dealt with in the past.
Well, yeah, maybe getting them to do what you want them to, considering they aren't necessarily joining because they want to join. Although, that said, I was making the point before we went away for a moment there, that it is happening, actually, right now, man, which that courts in this country, or at least one that I know of, are giving convicted criminals the option to join the military as opposed to going to jail.
Right, as sentencing.
Right.
I was under the impression you were saying that they were giving convicts the options of...
People who are already in jail.
Right, the option of, you know, instead of incarceration, you know, military service. I understand. I remember the story you're talking about.
Yeah, the situation is, where the guy's getting sentenced by the judge, and the judge says, or you can do this. You can join the military, and then you won't have to actually go to jail. So that's what they're doing right now.
What would you take if you had a year prison time? You know,
I'd go to prison.
Hard labor, turning big rocks into little rocks, or 2 years in the military?
I'd rather go to prison.
You'd rather go to prison?
Less chance of dying. Anyway, and you're right, man, which the real issue is the war in the first place. I mean, what Kevin's talking about is interesting in theory, but the real key issue is we don't belong anywhere where our military currently is, unless you're talking about the ones that are here in the States. That I could understand and live with. I could live with having a military here in the States to defend the United States.
But then why would you want to use convicts instead of volunteers?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Right.
I'm just saying that the real issue here is not who we're using to fight war, it's war. The real issue is we're going to other people's nations and, like you were saying, impose our view on others. And that's going to be very, very bad for us in the long run. And it already is starting to hurt us right now.
Now, I'd like to say that there's certainly some people in Iraq that are happier with their conditions now than they were under Saddam Hussein. And
sure, but that doesn't justify violating the Constitution.
And I agree.
Right.
And it's more about what it does to us than what it does to them, in my mind. But also one has to consider that I'm of the opinion that freedom can't be given to somebody. You can't give somebody their freedom.
No way. They would not understand it. They wouldn't be able to appreciate what it's worth. You have to work for it. You have to
fight and die for it, like we did.
You have to achieve your freedom. On your own. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Got another New Hampshire update for you.
Speaking of fighting for freedom, what's going on, Dave?
Oh, a lot more things than I can. I'm just trying to figure out which ones not to tell you about because there's so many that I have to tell you today.
Give us the top two, Dave.
The New Hampshire House has voted down a red light.
All right, Dave, you're going to actually have to start listening to the show because we had somebody update us on that one last night.
Ah, okay. Well, then
you guys need to start coordinating these calls.
Have you heard about the big IRS protest we got going on the 15th?
Well, I know the Free State Project is going to be having a nationwide tax day protest.
That's correct.
I didn't know specifically what was going on, per se, in New Hampshire.
Now, we're going to have a central protest in Manchester at the postal facility, the one that's open until midnight,
right,
where they collect the taxes. And it looks like it's going to get pretty big. I got a call. I was out doing something else one day, and I put a letter to the editor in advertising this, and people started calling me. And one guy calls up and goes, Dave, this is Louie. I'm a cab driver. I'm in the underground economy. I can't wait to get there and protest.
Awesome. Way cool.
We think the numbers should be pretty good, but we'll just find out when we get there.
The numbers of people that are going to be there protesting, you're saying?
That's correct.
Are you going to be carrying, holding signs, et cetera?
Yes. And we've got some gadgets and flags, those don't tread on me flags.
Right. That's awesome, dude. You know, I've actually done tax day protests here in the Tampa Bay area.
As the only guy out there with a sign.
Yeah.
He looks like a madman out there in front of the post office with his sign.
So pleased. I was so elated when I'd have a second person show up at my protest to hold an extra sign. And I tell you, man, if you have more than five people show up, that's a huge success in my book.
Well, my guess is that probably we would have about 20 or 30, but we'll see.
If you need to have a camera there if there are 20 to 30 people there, because that's tremendous, Dave.
We've had that before at smaller events.
This is one that could very well get you some press attention, especially if you're at the main post office location, and especially if you alert the press that you're going to be there in the first place. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, too. We've been getting some calls from the press.
Oh, good. So. Excellent. So congratulations on that, and you'll have to let us know how it goes in a couple weeks.
And one last thing. We've got, I've made some effort to try and get Free Talk Live on the air here in New Hampshire, and so far I haven't had much success, and we haven't.
We do appreciate it, though.
There was that one. But we do have, for one reason or another, the station here in Keene, New Hampshire, has decided to get rid of to cut back one of their liberal talk show hosts and replace him with a libertarian.
Interesting.
So that
is it a local show?
A local libertarian for an hour and a half on every weekday morning, which they said that I guess they said they felt that people were wanting that kind of thing now and that they had been asking for it. So
which station is it?
It's WKBK in Keene.
Oh, okay.
AM station.
Hmm.
And I like their liberal host, but he's got a whole lot of other shows he has to do during the day. So I think they're cutting him back and putting. Putting this new guy in there.
Well, as one of the things I'm going to start doing is I'm going to contact the heads of the libertarian parties in each of the states and alert them to Free Talk Live and basically say, hey, get your membership on their phones because it's the most important. It's really, honestly, the easiest thing. The problem with activists is getting them to actually do something, or so-called liberty people, is getting them to get out of their chair, stop talking, and do something about freedom. And calling your local talk stations and asking them to add Free Talk Live is the quickest and easiest way to spread more liberty. Dave, thanks for all your effort. As usual, we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. So your baby's got a secret. Is that just a line from Madonna's classic hit or fact of life? Forget the song. Truth is, you could be in love with a spy. When I come back, I'll blow some cover.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Has your baby been acting suspicious, lurking around parking lots, awfully interested in novel-looking cars? Shh! The love of your life could be an automotive undercover agent, a pre-production car photographer.
Before new cars hit the market, they're disguised as regular street cars. When these camouflaged prototypes are tested in public, auto spy paparazzi are there to shoot these subjects. Vehicles that are as many as 3 years from production. This career is no government job, but done right, it's legal and a definite blast for the sleuths who do the surveillance. Top that, Madonna. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the updates. All you have to do is click updates, sign up. Maybe it takes you a minute or two, and then from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about the show. Maybe it's a new affiliate, maybe a new Shriner that we're adding to the website. Anything Free Talk Live news-related will come straight to your email box. And just like everything else, it's free. At freetalklive.com. The show's about your calls, and we'll talk to you about anything. Let's go to Kelsey in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Kelsey with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. You know, I just have a couple of issues, and I thought I'd run them by you guys.
Okay.
And the first one has to do with, you know, Cesar Chavez coming to this country to resolve a Mexican labor issues, and I think
isn't he a boxer?
No, he was a great labor Mexican hero that came here to this country and, you know, dealt with issues of Mexican labor in this country. And if we did that in Mexico, I think we might not be well received. But that's just one of the issues.
Well,
and another,
our economy doesn't really rely on Mexico's economy. You know, I mean, like Mexico's does ours. I mean, that there's a difference.
I buy some great Mexican salsa picante.
I don't think your salsa's making a difference, man.
Oh, well, the next one is the Minutemen. I'm not right or left, and I'm very seldom correct, but politically.
You're also very honest, Kelsey.
Well, at times. But, you know, they're making a big deal out of these men holding up a T-shirt. And, you know, if the worst thing that a Mexican has ever done to me was hold up a T-shirt, I wouldn't have any problems about open borders.
Well, hold on a second. What do you mean holding a T-shirt up?
Yeah, apparently some Minutemen held up a T-shirt by one of the illegal aliens that they prevented from coming into this country.
The Minutemen stopped me from crossing the border, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt kind of thing.
Something like that. And, you know, guys have unusual senses of humor, but if that's the worst thing that these people have done, you know, defending the border, that's nothing compared to what I've had fished at me by Mexicans and illegal Mexicans, you know.
Are you a racist, Kelsey?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you something. I don't like much of anybody, to be honest. And they come in all flavors. And
don't have a boyfriend, do you?
No, I don't. I don't want one either. I'm
Guess
sorry.
Not. Don't have a girlfriend either, huh?
No. But that's not even.
Don't you think life's going to get a little lonely after a while, Kelsey? A little boring.
It's lonely is better than lying, you know. And here's another issue. You want another issue?
Oh, no, let's slow down. Let's slow down. This is a good issue. We like this issue. Immigration. So you don't like Mexicans, is that right?
Well, I'm not saying I don't like Mexicans. I'm saying that I have been sexually harassed by them. I've had men. Mexicans.
You've never been sexually harassed by a white man?
Well, see, white men haven't come to this country illegally,
so
and
that
I would
makes that sexual harassment okay?
No, it doesn't. But I can, you know, the issue is, there's some Mexicans that do some really brutal things to American citizens, and that's just the start.
Right.
If you could just stop the illegal aliens coming and doing brutality to the United States.
I think that immigration has gotten really, legal immigration has gotten really difficult to do. I mean, it's just mountains and mountains of paperwork. It takes months and months, and sometimes you just don't get to come. And I can understand why people would want freedom. I can understand why they would want the, you know, what this country has to offer. And it's difficult for me to fault them for that. You know, like, I can understand where the Minutemen come from, too. And I don't have a problem with them.
Why wouldn't they create freedom in their own country?
Because one man has a difficult time doing it, and it's easier
to cross the border.
Well, there's 3,000 illegal aliens crossing this border every day.
Is that it? I've heard it's a million.
Well, if you get all those millions together and decide to do something in Mexico, as opposed to come here and do something.
Well, that's a nice idea, but as Manwich said, it's a one-man operation usually. You don't want to spend your time trying to recruit everybody else to your side when all you have to do is travel a few hundred miles, and then you could possibly be in a country that's more free than yours. I mean, wouldn't you want to just, if you had the ability, wouldn't you, if you were born in Mexico, want to come to the United States?
You know, that's a question that doesn't pertain to me because I was not born.
Yes, it does pertain to you because it's critical thinking.
I don't even want to go to Mexico because you know what?
It's critical thinking, Kelsey. You could very well have Kelsey, you could have easily have been born in Mexico, in North Korea, or in some other terrible nation around the world.
No, my parents were from Ireland and Russia, and they came here legally.
It was a lot different 100 years ago, Kelsey. Immigration was a lot easier. You showed up in a boat, you registered at the gate, and bam, you're in the country.
Yeah, would you be all right with reducing the requirements to immigrate to this country?
No, I think the issue should be a moratorium on immigration.
Oh, so you think so? Wait.
For at least
Kelsey,
10
should
years.
We put a?
So your problem isn't illegal aliens; it's immigration.
I think yes. I think the problem is.
So should we? Okay, Kelly, hold on. We're going to ask you a lot of questions. We're going to ask you some questions here, so I want to find out where you're coming from. Canada, should we allow immigration from Canada, or should we just lock down all the borders? The
Canadians don't want Americans immigrating into their country. If you do any kind of research, the Canadians do not want illegal Americans coming into their country.
But what about Canadians coming into America? Do you care if a Canadian's come into America?
I do. I do care because right now,
okay, at least
America
consistent.
Is looking at a problem in the future. All these people.
What problem?
It's called. Humans don't really resolve issues. They create more problems to hide the other problems.
Oh, so the humans that are in government are somehow better humans, and they can just fix everything, right, Kelsey?
No, I really don't like politicians.
Who are you expecting to lock down immigration, then? The Minutemen?
Well, yeah, grassroots. People starting to wake up. One of my favorite blogs is the Midas. And
well, what if I want to go buy? What if I want to go buy
Cafe.
Property on the? What if I want to go buy property on the border of Mexico and America and just open a gate there and just let everybody through? Let as many people through as I want to.
Give them water and everything. It'll be fun.
Well, then you would be in violation of the Constitution, which states to protect
nothing
our
borders. Nothing in the Constitution about protecting borders. Sorry.
There's
this is
somewhere.
Supposed to see Kelsey. Maybe you don't get it. America, the United States, is supposed to be a free nation. Now, to be fair, it's not. We're not a free nation.
There's nothing for free. Any illusion that
of course not.
Now
she's touched on a great issue, though. When she says there's nothing for free, she touches on a great issue. When Mexicans come across this border, they're entitled to health care, they're entitled to welfare, WIC, all kinds of government
proof that we're not a free nation.
Absolutely, but
we need to end the welfare program, so that way, let me see if I can get you to answer this one, Kelsey. Do you agree that there's two kinds of immigrants? There's the kind of immigrant that wants to come here to make a better life for themselves, and then there's the kind of immigrant that wants to come here to feed off of our social programs.
There are two types of immigrants, illegal immigrants, and legal immigrants. what their intentions are the same. If they come here legally and they have intentions of destroying the fabric.
You just want to put up a wall, don't you, Kelsey? You'd like to put up a big, great wall of America.
Walls may not be the absolute solution, but
Kelsey,
they have solved
problems. Send us an email. Send us an email at freetalklive.com and include your picture. We'll add you to our Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got to go. Great call, though, okay? Thanks for making it.
Thanks.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free. This is your show. I still say we need open borders. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Tonight you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we've got the archive section, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page. There's no membership fee. Go get them. And there's a podcast as well for those of you that dig that sort of thing. Plus you can vote for the show. Since we don't charge you for our archives, maybe you could do us a favor and vote for Free Talk Live. Link's right there at freetalklive.com.
So I want to talk a little bit about what Kelsey said.
I do, too, because we just went with... I just had so many questions I wanted to ask her just to feel her out, and I think I got
to keep your hands to yourself, buddy.
She's the kind of person who... Now, she doesn't realize that this is what she's advocating, but she wants to live in, like, some sort of a police state. She wants... By saying you want to lock down the borders... You're saying you want security. I want security from these immigrants that are
kinda
coming
like old
in here.
East Berlin?
Yeah. We need to be protected from all these people coming into this country because it's going to cause overpopulation, blah, 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 blah.
She has some valid points. There's some really valid points here.
Really?
The valid points are that immigrants come to this country and they...
She didn't bring that point up. You did. The point that they take from the Social Security.
She did. She said nothing's for free, and so she touched on it. But you know, they get the benefits of all these social welfare programs we have.
Sure.
That is a huge issue. And if we could eliminate these social welfare programs, including Social Security, then you wouldn't be paying for the immigrants that come over. The
Correct.
Only thing that now there's the issue of jobs. You know, immigrants come and take certain jobs.
They took our jobs!
Right, they took our jobs, just like South Park. But That's kind of like just picking a group to be messed up, that, you know, well, some black people took our jobs too, and people from Florida came up and they took our jobs.
Hey,
it's just picking
what?
A group.
Guess what? You don't own your job. Anybody is free to come along and bid for your job at any moment, unless you're under contract, and even then that can be put to a close. Just because I hire you men, which doesn't mean that I owe you anything.
Does that mean that I'm going to be replaced by cheap Mexican labor?
It could happen.
Okay, Holmes.
I'm not suggesting that it would, but if somebody came in here, if a Hispanic gentleman came in here and knocked me dead with his talk radio prowess, it wouldn't take too much to.
But you shut up
you.
And go on.
Anyway, you don't own your job.
No,
okay?
Job belongs to the employer.
Yeah, anybody can come along and take your jobs. But the real ignorance that's expressed in that particular statement of they're taking our jobs. These immigrants are taking American jobs. No. They might replace some existing white boys at their current jobs, but that doesn't mean that the job market has dried up. Each individual that comes into this nation, sure, they might need to have a job, but they also need to have services and products provided to them.
Sure, they need to use electricity.
They need to have a roof over their head. They need to have, yeah, like you're saying, a car. They need to go and buy groceries from the store. They create as much of a supply as they do a demand. It's pure economics. These people coming in here create more jobs because people need to serve them.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
And that's just something that these people, these xenophobes, just don't understand. You're calling for, what, a Great Wall of America? Because really, when you try to nail these anti-immigration people down to what they really want to do about it, I mean, she just said she doesn't trust politicians, right, Kelsey?
Mm-hmm.
She said she doesn't trust politicians. Well, how else are you going to keep people out? Right,
you have to use the government because that's the only form of coercion that that there is.
Right, you by saying you don't want immigrants coming in here, you're also the translation of that is I want to point guns at anybody trying to come into America and tell them no, you can't come in. That's the translation. There.
Or anybody who wants to hire people that will work for less money or you know fewer benefits or whatever it is that they're looking to do.
So you want to point guns at people and tell them that they can't come in. That's going to require you to either be real vigilant and be like a full-time mercenary on the border of the United States, and how you're going to make money at that, I'm not quite sure. Or to hire the government to do it, to have the government take care of it. Now, if you're familiar with anything the government does, you know that they don't do a very good job of, well, anything. You can tell them to do whatever you want them to, but how they actually execute that plan is a whole other story.
Usually they end up doing the opposite of it.
Right. Yeah, they're supposed to.
They've been controlling the border up till now.
Right. The border patrol's down there, and there's plenty of people
most people. The problem with the xenophobes is they're not happy with the way the government is controlling the border.
Oh, they think they could run it better, apparently.
Sure, and lots of people, I believe I could run the government better, but
you'd find out right quick, man, that you'd have virtually no ability more so than anyone else. The only way to run the government better is to reduce the size of the government, is to get the government out of people's lives. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about not just doing it on the borders. We're talking about it across the board. Whenever you hear Free Talk Live discussing ending a government program, you have to remember that we're talking about it, or at least I am, talking about it under the context of reducing the size of the government. Period. We're not just talking about opening the borders. We're talking about ending welfare and opening the borders. We're talking about cutting your taxes by a drastic amount. We're talking about giving you an extra 30% on addition to your current paycheck. We're talking about a tremendous increase in wealth for the United States of America. And by the way, there's plenty of space in the USA. Plenty of it.
Lots and lots of it.
You could fit the entire... What is it? You could fit the whole population of the world into the state of Louisiana or something like that?
You could.
So there's some sort of weird statistic out there that basically...
I've heard it has grown. Now they're using Texas. But
anyway, the whole population of the world ain't coming here. And certainly not in your lifetime. 1-800-259-9231. So again, I see nothing wrong with opening the borders. It's just another step towards getting back to freedom. If that's not what you want, then go ahead, live in your communist socialist paradises. We're moving to New Hampshire, part of the Free State Project. 800-259-9231. It is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
My doctor was improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite!
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're inside hour number one, but we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so there's still plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything. You can literally hijack the airwaves and control the show. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So anything goes, and we've been talking about immigration. I think we can table it for now, because it'll come up again.
Yes.
It's definitely probably, I would say, in recent times on Free Talk Live, probably the most heated issue that we've had.
It's become a very important issue in the United States, so right. with Bush's amnesty proposal and those right. kind of things.
So we've got emails to get through here tonight, quite a few of them. And we would get to it, but let's talk to Rusty first. Rusty in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
It's the Rusty Show.
Hey, no, it's my...
Hello?
Rusty? Hey, guys, it was my day off. I was running around. I just got home to type some emails. Tell Haley, I don't understand, like you guys said, these xenophobics. They're always talking about so-called illegal immigration, and all these crypto-Nazis are on the border with their... With their Colt 47.
What did you call them? Crypto Nazis?
I'm using my dad.
Rusty?
Rusty? Must be.
Rusty's
have one of those
on a cell phone.
No, I think you've
What's so illegal about a guy coming here to support his family? Now, there's legal immigrants like the Russian mob. Does she?
Oh, Rusty, you're gonna have to call back on a better line because you are on a nasty, nasty cell right now.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Call
I'll
back.
Let you guys go.
Call please, back, please, man. Please. Call back. All right. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. So, email from John. He says DARPA created the internet. And yes,
I thought Al Gore did.
Places like MIT developed it with Pentagon funding, but you guys are right. The internet would have evolved without the government. And this is a guy who emailed us before saying that, because frequently on this show, I will throw out the question, what is it that government's done that is worthwhile? What is it that they, you know, what government program has been a success, has achieved the goals that it originally set out to achieve? And usually we don't hear any answers because the government's worthless. And so John came back with an email saying that, well, they created the internet. And we said, no. Even if they had some sort of a hand in it, even if they funded internet research, it was probably created by, again, as he mentions, MIT. It was created by the colleges. And to suggest that the internet would not have been created if it weren't for the government's involvement is totally asinine. I mean, government sure as hell didn't create computers, and they sure didn't come up with the concept of connecting one computer to the other, which is the basic, low-level concept for the internet. Anyway, he goes on to say that we're right. The internet would have evolved without the government, so he concedes our point. He says, sorry for calling you guys dumbasses. I actually really like your show and was just turned on to it. Postscript, about this Free State project in New Hampshire. Do you guys know how many people have actually moved there? As a matter of fact, I do. It is currently 101 members of the...
Jeez, you really do know.
Of the 6,000... Well, I had to check on the exact number, but of the over 6,000 people...
100.
Over 6,000 people are currently members. Over 100 have moved so far. There are a couple hundred that are already in the state because they were members that were in New Hampshire before New Hampshire was chosen.
Now, that's not really the point of the Free State Project, isn't to join no. and move.
No, it's a long-term thing.
Right. The point is to join, and then you've got 5 years after they reach 20,000, and they're at 6,400 right now.
Right. So we got a ways to go as far as the official timetable, but there's a lot of people that have jumped the gun and moved in advance. He wonders if there's libertarians in the State House. Yes. And progress towards getting one in the U.S. Congress. That one's going to take a while, John. Thanks for the email. Coming back with hour number two and your calls about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
If you're tired of...